Number four, to look at the time course of a treatment. To ask if the treatment between the treatment comparison depends upon how long the treatment's been running. When we make this comparison of treatment and control, we had to decide how long we were going to run those treatments. In order to run this study, we had to pick one treatment duration, and it had to be the same or it would be a confound. We assign participants, we begin the treatment, we wait 16 weeks and we run it. So we're calling this a comparison of treatment one and treatment two. But what it really is a comparison of treatment one and treatment two after 16 weeks. And once you say that out loud, you might reasonably say to yourself, well, always? What else? What are we missing? And this is the first design that really has to be mixed groups. Because we prefer to run the time variable as a within groups longitudinal so we can watch people change. You could absolutely run this as a between groups design where you assign these people to treatment one, treat them for 16 weeks, measure the variable, send them home. Assign these people to treatment one, run them past 6 weeks to 16 weeks to 32, collect the data and send them home. But since the 32 has to wander past 16 at, say, the midpoint, might as well get data from them. It's more efficient. Within groups design analyses are more powerful than between groups comparisons, and it costs less because you're getting more data from everybody. How you feel about treatment one and treatment two is going to depend upon the results that you get. Here, treatment one and treatment two tied at 16 weeks, but at 32 weeks, I want to be in the treatment one group. Okay? The best score here, and this is a strategy for making sense out of things. We tend to focus on describing things as sets of simple effects and differential effects. But sometimes you say to yourself, where do you want to be? I want to be here. I don't want to be in any of these places, and the only way to get there is treatment one for 32 weeks. Here again, assuming that we replicate this result, there's no difference between treatment one and treatment two, but at 32 weeks, I want to be in treatment two, although I'll take treatment one for the extra 16 weeks because it does show an improvement. And again, there's lots of pieces of information in this. Notice that these two, for example, are equivalent. When you calculate that LSD minimum mean difference, we tend to use it for adjacent pairs, but you could absolutely say to yourself, so treatment one at 16 is everything that treatment two is at 32. And then here's something completely different. No difference at 16 weeks, but at 32 weeks, the treatment actually makes things worse. This treatment makes things better. And so the advantage of the time course study is that the relative efficacy, efficiency, and value of treatments often depends on running them an optimal amount of time. And very often there's games with substitution. One of the things that the various COVID treatments looked at really carefully was that there are some things that are only going to save somebody's life if you've got 2 weeks of treatment before they get really, really sick. If you don't have 2 weeks, if they show up not very sick and you probably have 2 weeks to treat them, this is the best thing to treat them with. But if they show up very, very sick and you've got 3 days, you need to use a different treatment. And so that's a story you can't tell with a two-condition design. So all of these are why we run factorials. What kind of additional information do we get by investing in the larger design?